After a few months, winter ended, and it was time for the spring parade. Timothy and Cubby Bear rode into town with Timothy's family. Timothy's dad led them to a spot near a tree. Soon they heard a siren and some honks. The parade was starting!
Look! A fire truck!
Timothy tried to see the fire truck, but a large man wearing a green vest and purple plaid pants was standing right in front of him. Timothy stood on his tiptoes and tried to peek around the man, but all he saw were lines of people standing squished together.
I'm gonna try to climb that tree so I can see better.
But what about me?
He wasn't good at climbing trees like Cubby was.
I'll tell you what I can see. I see men wearing blue suits with yellow stripes. They're playing shiny gold horns, and they're wearing funny hats with feathers on top.
Timothy jumped up high to see the shiny horns, but the only thing he could see was the man in the purple plaid pants. Cubby called again from the tree.
Timothy, now I see a car covered with flowers and balloons. Clowns are jumping out of the car. One clown is riding a bike with only one wheel.
Timothy tried to squeeze by the man with the purple plaid pants. He thought maybe he could push through the people to get to the front. But then he bumped into a lady wearing a red flowered dress.
Little boy, watch where you're going.
Timothy started to cry. All of a sudden, Dad reached down, picked up Timothy with his strong arms, and set him on his shoulders. Now Timothy could see. He saw the balloons and the clowns and the shiny gold horns. He looked at Cubby in the tree and smiled. Now they could both enjoy the parade.